Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Rob. Now, Feifei, can you help me with this social media post I'm trying to write?
I'll try. What do you want to say?
Well, I want to post something about how tired I am because I've been working so hard and how I just can't go on.
It looks like you're looking for sympathy.
Sympathy? No, I just want to tell people how exhausted I am because I'm so hard working. You just don't understand.
I completely understand. You are sad fishing.
Sad fishing? I don't even like fish.
No, Rob. You're fishing for sympathy. When someone is sad fishing, they're exaggerating their emotional problems, particularly via social media. So they get sympathy or attention from others.
That doesn't sound like me. Right, well, I'm going to send my post now. There, done.
Good luck. Let's hear some examples of sad fishing.
He got lots of likes for his post about having no friends, but I think he was sad fishing. He's got loads of mates. I don't know if Heidi really has a problem with her skin. I think she's just sad fishing and wants attention. Some people say there's a growing trend for sad fishing and people just share their worries online to get noticed. But I wonder if it's a cry for help.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression sad fishing, which describes when someone exaggerates their emotional problems, particularly on social media, to get sympathy or attention. It's not a nice thing to do. So, Rob, how's your sad fishing going?
It's not sad fishing, Feifei. I'm just telling people about my terrible life so they understand. Oh, and look, I've received a comment already.
Oh, who from?
It's from Roy. He says, "Stop moaning, I work even harder every weekend and every evening. But it's okay because I love my job."
It looks like he's fishing too.
What, sad fishing?
No, fishing for compliments. Trying to get someone to say something good about him.
No, he's just sad. Working at the weekends? Perhaps my life isn't so bad. I think I'll delete my post now.
Good idea. Bye, Rob.
Bye.